Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
Wasagucci.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, it is Liddy like a titty, and your fucking phone already goes off. We just started the podcast, and it's already going off.
We're supposed
to be professionals. This is every podcast, and I think it's every single episode.
I think there was like two in between. I didn't have anything.
So, what is that about? What is that about?
Do you need to know that?
Do you need people to know that you have like outside people trying to
talk to you? So at work, I just have to have it on because it's not just customers will contact my cell phone, which is bullshit, to be honest. I don't like them having my number, but they have it.
Your personal number? I kind of like that.
I don't. No.
Trust me.
When you have printing people,
because
they want it done like that day or the next day, and they're just like, hey, can you do this like right now? No.
Listen,
no, I have a lot of stuff to do. I can't just take care of you right now.
I want you and your company to hire me because I don't have a job. But also, my wife is rich, so I'm going to have zero work ethic because I'm not afraid of getting fired. I'm just putting that out now. Is that okay? Is that how this works?
Sure. We'll call it that.
Cool. Do you want my resume or are you just going to go ahead?
I don't need a resume. It's all good. Cool. It's all good.
Cool.
Is that new?
Is what new? The cow?
No, that the Confederate flag right next to it.
Oh, we're going to do this already. No.
That's not new?
We already know that I don't fucking subscribe to that thinking at all whatsoever.
I heard you called it a rebel flag earlier.
It is.
Which made me question your stance on everything.
It is a rebel flag.
Well, I mean, it's a Confederate flag.
It's a loser's flag.
I mean, rebel flag is like the
southern term to make it two-thirds
correct.
Of the criteria for being, you know, a southern fucking rebel flag waving dude because one, I'm white, and two, I'm fat. But you forgot the third one. I've got to be real fucking dumb.
But you don't like NASCAR? I could have swore you like NASCAR.
I don't like NASCAR. I like Formula One.
Okay.
Very different.
It is different.
A lot of science versus just room go left. Like,
that's true, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck that dog. The fact that I can hear the dog on my podcast.
I heard it all the way through the
headphones. Oh, my God. That curly-headed
fuck.
She seriously looks like a more deteriorated Bernie Sanders. That little curly white-haired dog. I fucking hate her. Not really. I love my dog, but like, shut the fuck up right now.
Yeah, don't be honest.
Daddy's doing his thing. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of daddy doing his thing, I don't know if everyone saw the picture I dropped in the group chat where I was wearing Josh's shirt.
You did it, dude.
It was a schmedium on me.
You did that.
And the last time any of you guys have seen that much meat and something that small and white, you were on black.com.
I feel like
I nailed that.
Yeah,
Josh,
I like that.
Josh is laughing at it. Every time I look at Josh, he looks like the fucking skeletons from that movie Coco. Look at this dude. Eat something that has some meat in it. Being vegan isn't working. Sure, you're losing weight. Sure, you're healthier, but you're gonna blow away.
You don't want to blow away.
You don't want to blow away.
Mm-mm.
Is it hard to put on muscle?
No.
Josh, don't lie to me. Is it hard to put on muscle? What kind of proteins are you taking in? Dude, this dog.
Fucking incel.
The dog?
Mm-hmm.
The dog's an incel? Mm-hmm. Involuntary cell? Yeah, because I'm not letting my dog get dick.
Mm-hmm.
She's also been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't do anything. It would just be really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fucked up that we do that to animals. I just thought about that for a second there. It was like, we're like legitimately like keeping them from being animals.
That's what we do, I guess, is... humans and not animals.
Interesting. Anyway, you had some topics that you wanted to bring up on the podcast. You told me you had some stuff. You said, hey, Nigel, you know what? I heard you. You're carrying this fucking thing on your back. I'm going to do some homework for the first time.
That's the way
I'm gonna
said
try.
It.
You know what? That's how I took it. And listen, I'm happy. I'm excited. So I want to hear what you got.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would want – okay, before we get there, can we real quick just talk about Dak? Before we get all the way there to those extra topics.
What do you want to talk about with Dak? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you indifferent?
I wouldn't say that I'm happy.
I'm coming in with a lot of logic here.
I wouldn't say that I'm sad either.
Right.
I think it – what I did not like was, did you see, do you follow him on Instagram? Are you on Instagram?
No, I'm not on Instagram.
Okay. Have you seen anything like on Bleacher Report or ESPN or anything?
What did he say?
About him like tipping his cowboy hat after he signed. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Did you see it? I'll have to show you the picture.
Does it make you mad?
It's sickening.
Why?
Because it's like this little like cow. He's wearing this tan, like light tan cowboy hat and like tipping it. And like looking kind of behind him, like at the camera,
mm-hmm.
like, look what I did.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. Because he didn't win. He didn't win. He signed a franchise tag.
Which they already offered.
How is that winning?
Him. Here's the thing.
That's not winning. You held out for so long. I'm with Jordan on this, who is in our group. What'd you hold out for so long for, but just to sign the franchise tag for?
So the franchise tag was already offered to him.
No, everyone knows right. that.
So what it really comes down to is we have a new coach, and I'm taking this logically. I'm not trying to be a fan. We have a new coach. We don't know if he's going to vibe well or anything. Look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a fantastic quarterback. Okay. Him and LaFleur fucking hate each other. Say what you want. They drafted a quarterback in the first round, like.
Which was hilarious.
Say what you want. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't believe in Jordan Love that much, but hey, do you, bro? But we have him for a year. We're going to see if they mesh. If they don't mesh, we're not married to Dak that's unhappy for another 5 years. What I think is interesting is he was willing to sign the 31 because it's guaranteed. He should have signed it earlier, but I think he tried to make them play hardball.
Well, what's funny is we still have 3 weeks to get deal actually done. Like, it's not over yet.
I think the reason, and this is conspiratorial Nigel putting his hat on, it's fully guaranteed. If the season's canceled for COVID-19, he still gets paid.
Is that for sure?
For sure. And
if everybody's contract would just be like,
no, because then if it goes around for another full year, I bet you, and again, this is conspiratory. I've not checked in on this at all. This is just my mind rolling.
They'd have to give him that.
They'd have to give him that.
1.5.
The money. Yeah. And if they want to franchise tag him again, it's going to really cost them that time. Yeah. So what I think it really comes down to. Jeez, that'd
be like $40 million or $45
million. Yeah, nuts. It would be nuts. And at that point, you're just like, well, fuck. We should have just paid him anyways, just giving in. But the thing that I will say is the Rams already fucked themselves with Jared Goff.
Yeah, we all watched that happen.
Well, we're watching a lot of teams do that, pay these quarterbacks, because, I mean, the Falcons ran into it when they gave Matt Ryan that huge deal. You can't bring talent in anymore.
Yeah.
They struck gold, the Cowboys did, getting him in the fourth round. But now the fact is he's way outperformed that pick, and he needs to get paid. But the problem is he's played well enough in a system that's worked for him very well. But we don't know that this new system works for him. But we know that he's a better quarterback than Andy Dalton. So it's a whole bunch of these little – like it's a bunch of little things that are adding up that are potentially scary. Now, I wish that he would have signed that tender early on so we could figure out what kind of defensive players we could still afford.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were going to have to bargain Seriously. With him. I mean, I'm looking at you, Byron Jones. I'm sad as fuck. We lost you to the fucking Miami Dolphins. Like,
hey, but we might get Jamal Adams?
Potentially. And I think that's...
We're apparently like second in line to get him.
My thing is, he already wants a big contract too.
Okay, well, if we're doing this year-long crap with multiple players, then get your Super Bowl now.
No, I agree. If that's the case.
Go get it now.
What we're pushing for is that, then I'm fully on board. But we also gave Zeke a fuckload and a half back up the Brinks truck
to run the football. Oh, bro, it was beeping as it backed up.
And it hurts my feelings that we gave him that kind of money, because this dude is going to be chunky as fuck. I haven't seen him lately, but he's going to come in thick. Mm-mm. He's coming Mm-mm. in thick. Mm-mm. Bro, you don't think he's going to be thick?
Oh, no. No, maybe in his face looking, like looks-wise.
I bet you this dude comes back looking like fucking Fat Thor.
If he comes back with abs, you can't call him thick unless it's in a good way. Because you're saying thick with a K.
Yeah, I'm not saying juicy thick with 3 C's. No, yeah. I'm saying with a K.
No, he's going to come back thick. With 3 C's, and it's going to be – we're going to be Gucci.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I just don't trust it. Now, thank God we have Tony Pollard behind him.
Well, he tested positive for COVID.
Yeah. That dude is sick, bro.
No, I'm saying he's going to lose all that weight, lose all that chunk.
Maybe.
And then he's going to come back with a 6 or 8 pack, and you're going to be like, oh. He looks like three C's thick.
Well, yeah, but he was already huffing and puffing every time he ran down the field anyway, so let's see what it looks like now.
Hey, but he was still running.
No, and again, I feel like when I talk about Zeke, everyone just thinks I'm shitting on him. He's talented.
I love him. And I'm right across from you. He's a great running back.
But it drives me nuts. Like, listen, I'm fat as fuck sitting here at this table, right, doing this podcast. If my job is to be a professional athlete, do you think I'm going to be fat? No, sir. I've got the money to hire personal trainers and cooks and all that. You know what? I would probably be in shape. But the thing is I don't have to be. I get to be fat just so I can get fucking body shamed by Wes on a podcast. Like, that's what I'm here for. You know what I mean?
That's the best thing.
Like, right it drives me nuts when you see guys that are like NBA players too. They come in out of shape every season. It's like, how do you do this?
Yeah, and then like two weeks in, they're just like, yeah, I dropped like 35 pounds, and my conditioning's like way up now. And
it's like, why did it drop anyway? Like, I get like not being like in peak physical condition to start the season.
How'd you put on 45 pounds?
But yeah, it's your job. Like, what kind of cheeseburgers are you eating, dude?
The good kind,
dude. I don't know. It's always bothered me, like, for professional athletes. Like, I get it if you're, like, some loser, like, fourth string on the high school team, you don't come into shape. I get it, bro. You're not a professional. You're just a dude.
I gotcha.
You know? But I hate when you're a professional football player and you can't, like, put the hamburger down. It's okay. Put it down.
That's funny because you say that. Mine is more the – I feel like I'm Stephen A. Smith on this one here. Why can't players stop the weed? Just to stay in the league, like Randy Gregory, just put the weed down for like a season or two.
That's a much deeper answer than I can give you on this podcast. It's a cultural thing, bro.
That's where we're going with that.
No, I just think, and it's a delicate topic.
Why is it delicate?
Are you popping a 40? For this?
I think we have video evidence this is not a 40. This is definitely my monster.
You're a little too happy about that. Yeah, no, I think a lot of that has to do with it. Most of these players come from neighborhoods that aren't great.
Okay, but they grew up eating cheeseburgers too. So what's the deal?
No, okay, here's the thing. When you have a culture that tells you on one hand that weed is not bad.
Okay.
Right? Your whole life.
Neither are cheeseburgers.
Right.
Okay.
In small percentages, neither are bad. Okay. But the problem is when you overdo it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem with Randy Gregory smoking weed. I don't. The NFL does, apparently, but I don't. I don't give a shit.
I feel you.
How is it performance enhancing?
Definitely isn't.
Like, that's the thing that I don't understand. Like, I get it if it gives you some kind of advantage, but these things don't give you advantage. Right. Now, if this dude is out there like smoking meth before every game and you just have unlimited energy, that's cool. Like, I don't believe that's okay to do, but they're not. And it's always been weird to me. Now, if they're moving weight illegally, there's a problem. But again, I don't know why that's the NFL's business. You know what I mean? Let the police handle that. If he's available out of jail, he can play. If he's in prison, he can't play. Why is that the NFL's business? You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's stuff like that's been super weird to me. Like, I don't know why there are such hard stances on some things and not others. Like, it's like the Ray Rice thing. We were totally cool with beating your wife as long as it wasn't on camera in an elevator. And now when the whole world sees it, they're like, well, fuck, we can't just support this anymore. It's not a 2-game ban.
Yeah.
It took until what, 2012, 13 to like be like, oh, this is not okay.
That's true. I mean, like, the thought of that was like, okay, that's a two game ban. Okay.
Yeah.
But seeing it was like,
holy shit.
Okay, that's not right.
Yeah, it was little Mike Tyson beating up a third grade. Like, that,
for real. That's what it looked like.
But that's the thing, is like, what, like, it's weird that they have such different stances and such different things. Like steroids. I get it. You don't want your players on that. Weed has nothing to do with that. It doesn't make you a better player. If it calms you down, if it combats anxiety, if it means you're not on opiates, all of those things are positive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would rather have a bunch of players smoking weed than, you know, popping pain pills to make it every day.
Yeah.
Like, they sanction cortisone shots. You're allowed to have, like, you know, opiates to like deal with knee injuries and stuff like
And then get back out on the field.
But that's like, the thing.
Go to the sideline, get shot. To me.
Yeah.
Be gone.
Oh, could you imagine if they're doing bong rips on the sidelines? Holy shit.
Okay, we'll see you. All right, I'll be out there in a second. All right, coach, we'll see you in a second.
Oh my god, that would be that'd be a sight to see. That'd be interesting. The University of Miami would be the first team to do it, though.
Oh yeah,
or Tennessee. For whatever reason, Tennessee has like always had controversial teams. Have you noticed that? Like the University of Tennessee always has some weird shit where they got like 13 players arrested out of nowhere.
Wouldn't it be funny if you saw Dabo and like Lawrence. Oh my god, versus Trevor Lawrence just on the sideline, just. Like, Dabo, right, what are you doing?
Let's take
coach?
A quick bet. Just real talk. Let's take a quick bet. Do you think Dabo and Trevor Lawrence have ever kissed mouth to mouth?
Yes.
I think so too.
That's not even a question.
It's like after the prayer every time. They're just like, it's like amen.
It's like when you saw Tom Brady and Robert Kraft kiss after that Super Bowl. Yeah. They kiss on the lips. That was on national TV.
Do you ever feel like Tom Brady is like secretly into some weird organization that we don't know? Like he's like part of Scientology and we just don't know about it yet because he's like actively playing. And the second he retires, we find out all this weird shit about him.
You don't want to know it, I think.
I do. I'm here to hear it.
No, it's real deep. It's too deep.
I'm here for it.
It's too deep.
We have 15 minutes. Go. No, we have nothing. No,
we're gonna. I thought we were gonna introduce some more stuff. We're gonna introduce some more stuff in this podcast.
Oh, I was going to start talking shit and telling stories again.
Okay. Well, we can do that, too.
I just don't know what you're about. I do want to do a tight 30. We fucked up last time and said a tight 30 and did it for an hour. We're going to stick to that 30-minute window for sure this time.
Okay.
For sure.
Do you have any stories? Has anything happened?
Well, now that my wife is here, I'm going to ask her not to chime in because I'm going to go harden the paint on this.
All right. I'm excited for it.
I just want to preface this with, I love my wife.
Okay. I believe you. I know that.
She goes, what do you want to do this weekend? I'm like, I don't know. I have no plans. I'm totally open. Why? She goes, you want to go pick blueberries at 7:30 on Saturday morning? And I was like, that's the whitest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Should I go to the farm behind us? That's where you should have gone.
I don't know, but it's definitely a thing that's going to happen now.
Oh, this coming like, Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like this past.
No, I'm already like we're talking about going, and I'm like I'm going to go, and I'm not going to complain at all. So I'm getting it out now. But I was like, holy shit! If that's not the whitest fucking thing, listen, we've been doing brunch with our neighbors.
Yeah,
and
no,
I thought
I've heard about,
that was the whitest shit that we were doing.
That's pretty.
And now this is a new level of white, and it.
Yeah.
It hurts a little bit. I don't know how to explain that. Like, once I heard it, I was like, fuck, that's like Brady Bunch white. Like, that's getting too far. But I'm going to do it. And watch me come back next week and talk about how much I fucking loved it and suggest you and your wife go. And you'd be like, no, I'm not fucking doing it. And I'm going to text your wife anyway and be like, hey, this was a great time. And then you guys are going to fucking take the kids. And you're going to be like, God damn, Nigel, for doing this shit to me right now.
Don't make me take the kids, though.
Oh, I'm going to make it
take the kids. No, don't make me take the kids. That's too much.
Why?
It's too much.
All right, honestly, because this is your podcast, and Carrie doesn't listen to this.
So she does.
Does she really?
Well, not fully, but she's listened.
I was like,
periodically.
Have you gotten in trouble for anything?
No, of course not.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I haven't either yet.
This is a safe space.
Even though we talked about my dick last episode, sorry for everybody. It wasn't supposed to be on there, but I guess it was on there. And then that's the episode my wife goes around telling everyone to go listen to. So
it was a good episode.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I mean,
it was funny. The story
was
okay.
You're welcome.
It was an eventful
that you
episode.
Got to listen to that.
It's true.
Continue, though. You're about to ask me a question about the kids.
Oh.
I think.
Do you love them more separately or when they're together?
That's a good
question.
Like
when you're one-on-one.
Yeah.
With Maddox.
Maddox is so easy because he's four.
Right. He's not a baby.
He's not a baby.
He's not a baby.
And he understands when I talk to him, like.
When your tone changes?
Don't do that shit because that makes me upset. Stop. Or go sit on the couch, watch your movie, or just eat your lunch. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I'm good with it. The baby? He'd understand none of that. So. And Carrie knows this. If I had to choose one right now, like if I'm choosing one to watch, it's always Maddox.
That's fair. I'll let you know right now.
It's not that I love them less.
Right. I was just asking, like, if he is a lot easier separately. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely separate.
Right. Because, I mean, I feel that way about regular people. You know what I mean? Like, I love a lot of my friends, but when you get them together, like, specific ones, I'm just like, I don't fucking like anybody here. You know what I mean? I was like, I want to go home. Like, fuck you guys. You know what I mean?
Say, so Phil and me, Josh and Matt get together.
No. You guys weren't like, the friends I was thinking about.
I don't like you guys together, but I'll hang out with you or you by yourself.
Like Justin back in the day.
Oh,
when he's on his own, super chill.
Love Justin.
When you get him with like six other people around, he feels like no one's paying attention to him and just like turns it up to 11. And I'm like, I need you to not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this shit right now, dude. I need you to not. It was a super chill time and now you're being fucking weird and I don't like it. I don't fucking like it. You're spastic. Not a fan.
Yeah. I gotcha. That makes sense though. Yeah.
This bitch. Shut up, dog. We're chopping my dog's balls off tomorrow. Well, not us personally. We're going to take him to a
professional. I'll say you're just getting some like snips out? Or
no, we're going to take him to a professional tomorrow. He's pretty sad about it.
But this is Jude.
Jude, yeah.
The one you named
after. She doesn't have balls.
But after my son, Judah.
Yeah, it wasn't something that we really considered until after we named him. Okay. And I felt kind of bad. I was like, I hope he's not mad about that. Because it's like, it's different enough, but it's close enough that it could be problematic. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's all good, man. It's a strong name.
I mean, I like it. It's fine. He responds to it pretty well.
Yeah, he better.
I mean, he's a good dog. But I was going
to
say,
my boy does not respond to his name at all right now.
I am. We're going to give him treats every time you say it.
Oh.
So what
here's, here's the nipple. Yeah, I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Has he tried to latch onto you yet?
Oh, no. No, no.
Do you ever give him, like, bare chest time?
Yeah, when he was little.
Okay.
Yeah. But, no, not really, no.
I was just curious.
Yeah. No, man, just, like,
I mean, we got bitch tits. I just figured we would just let him go ahead.
We just sit with them out. Okay. I sit with them out. Just, like, watch the TV. Figure out what that's about.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're good. Or I'll have Maddox come over there and make him laugh.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So I'm really good with kids. And I want to tell you the secret.
Because I'm not.
I fucking hate kids. But here's the secret. You treat them like dogs.
Makes sense.
When you want their attention, you do big over-the-top movements. When you want to keep them busy, you come up with quote-unquote games that you would play with your dog.
Okay.
Like, hey, here's this ball. I'm going to throw it really far and all of you fucking race. And whoever gets it back to me first gets a point. You know what that's called? Fetch.
Yeah.
And kids are dumb. Like, shit, that's the dopest game I ever fucking heard of, bro. And then double points if you can get them to do it with a stick.
Oh, yeah, double points. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that game where they have to like stand on the wall with like a dollar?
Yeah.
Like with their nose.
And whoever holds it there the longest.
Gets the dollar. Mm-hmm. When my boys get big enough. Oh, yeah. You better believe that's going to be a game happening.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, just stand there. Whoever holds it longer. You get the money.
I'm really curious
you to see. You get both the monies. You get both the monies.
You have both the monies?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to. Like, I'm glad I don't have kids because I think, like, I have a lot of patience in my heart. But I also am, like, creative. So, like, I feel like my punishments would be, like, Saw-level shit, and they'd be real – they'd come out of it real fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, they would be street smart for it, but they would come out real fucked up.
Like, why do you have half an arm? Like,
Happened? Not, like, wounding them, but they're going to be, like, psychologically fucked up. Like, they're going to walk into a room that's dark already, and they're going to be not freaked out. They're like, not going to naturally know to turn on the lights because I've mentally fucked them into knowing to shut off the lights. Wire
everywhere.
Yeah, I've mentally got them to like shut off the goddamn lights, and so they just keep the lights shut all the time. So they don't even like they turn into mole people. Yeah, that's what being a dad's about. Is you have three rules: you don't get off the couch ever, and you just kind of like make noises. You got to make dad noises. Have you gotten to that point yet where you just make dad noises?
Oh, yeah.
Where you just, like, sit down, but it's always like
oh, like, no. Maybe not like that. No.
We do the I don't know what the phlegm thing is about, but all old dudes do not it, and that. It grosses me the fuck out.
That's nasty.
Like, this is like,
now, I do blow my nose like it's an instrument. Now,
do you rocket the nose shit out?
Never. Dude, that's so sick.
I've seen so, like, I don't know what it is about old dudes that they just stop giving a
that's
fuck.
That's disgusting.
They just stop giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they just get to a certain point, and, like, they'll just be sitting there, and they'll just be like, they just shit their pants right in front of you and act like it didn't happen. And they just don't acknowledge it. And you're just like, hey, bro, like, I can't breathe.
Just an excuse me or something would have been nice.
They don't even acknowledge it. They don't even, they like, they'll break mid-sentence. I'm like, yeah, and I was watching the Game Miller name. And just like, you're like, oh my God.
The whole voice changed. Yeah, no.
but they don't bring up, they're like, hey, I'm sorry, I farted right now. And it's just like, bro, I heard them fucking cheeks flapping in the wind. You're full of shit right now.
You I don't like that.
Wipe? Like,
I don't like that at all.
Jesus, man. Old people do. You know what it is? I don't like kids, and I don't like old. I just don't like people, I think, is the problem.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
People just kind of suck in general.
Yeah.
Like, have you had the issue as like an older person now? Like, not old, like old people, but like.
We're old, though.
I felt like making friends was so easy.
Yeah.
And making friends at this age is fucking hard. It's the
fucking worst, and actually.
Like, I've made a conscious effort with our neighbors because I like them. I like you guys, so I've, like, kept in contact with you guys.
No.
You know how many people that I've just, like, gotten a text message from, just looked at my phone, it's like, nope. It's like, not going to be friends. Like, not a thing.
I remember when that was a thing. I'm good. Appreciate it.
It's like, oh, or, like, someone from, like, a long time ago tries to reconnect with you, and you're just like, oh, I'm sorry, did we invent a time machine? Like, fuck off. I don't want to be your friend. It's like, this isn't eighth grade anymore. It's like, we're adults. It's been 10 years since I graduated. I have nothing to say to you.
I talked to you when I was 15. What is this message about?
And it's even,
how's it going?
It's even weirder when it's like a person that you kind of knew, and they were like trying to catch up with you, and it's like, hey, I don't fucking have anything in common with you.
Mm-mm.
I was like,
we didn't have anything in common back then.
Yeah, I didn't have shit to say to you when I knew you. You know what I mean? Like, why are you coming out of the blue? And then you know what it is? It's always some bullshit where there was like, so do you want to buy some Herbalife? And you're like, oh, fuck all the way off. Fuck 100%. You only
reconnected to
off.
Sell me stuff?
Yeah, you know
okay,
who I'm talking
I appreciate
to?
That.
Chris Perez.
Fuck that guy. No.
Yes.
Really?
Out of the fucking blue. He was like.
How long ago was this?
Like,
I'm just curious.
A few years ago.
Oh, was it?
But I was like, he was like, hey, man, how's it going? And I was like, suspicious as fuck at first. And I was like, sup?
And he was good, like, dude.
I hope everything's going well. Like, I'm living here. Where do you live? Do you still live in London? And I was like. Yeah. And he was like, still working out? And I was like, absolutely. He goes, so I have these Herbalife supplements. And I was like, hard pass on that. And he goes, would you like to become like a salesperson? And I was like, what the fuck? No.
Mm-mm.
No.
That's sad.
It made me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Made me
I'm
going
to call
mad.
Blake out on this one because Blake does this shit to me all the time.
Blake tries to sell you
Blake
shit?
Rhodes. Yeah.
What
yeah,
does he sell?
He sells. Well, for a moment, he was selling insurance, and now he's selling roofing. And then recently, he tried to sell me insurance again.
He's like, I'm an entrepreneur.
All my roofs.
I'm an entrepreneur. I put the two businesses together.
He tried to sell me insurance again, but not for himself, for his buddy. I was like,
so
that's the kind
of
friend I need. That's the kind of friend I need just to go out and sell stuff for me. And I just, yeah.
My last boss told me to be a salesman. And I was like,
nah.
Here's the problem. Because if I don't like what I'm selling, I'm not going to do it. Not going to lie. Oh, my God. I really like this insurance company. Would you recommend it? Fucking not at all. We're a sham and a half. And they'll be like, you're really bad at salesman. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
well. No, this is a fucking pyramid scheme that you don't even know about yet.
You're going to buy into
this
it,
company,
you're more than
this
welcome.
This company will be broke in 2 years. So good luck suing us after we take all of your money.
Can I have your monies, please?
Yeah. All of it up front in cash.
Yeah, preferably. All of it, please. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I would do is like, oh, does Herbalife work? And I'm like, here, give me $20 and I'll show you exactly how it works. And I just throw it in the toilet and I flush it down. And I was like, do you feel better? And they're like, not at all. And I was like, $20 more, please.
Yeah.
And I just keep doing it until they figure out that it doesn't fucking work.
Need some fake 20s. You got to have that sleight of hand.
Because if it worked,
just take their 20.
You wouldn't have to go around selling it like that.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
You know who doesn't have this problem? Prostitutes. They're not like, you know how to make money. Everyone knows it's good, so they just go with it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to give, like, hand jobs door to door to make a buck. Like, it doesn't work.
That'd be interesting if they came to your door, wouldn't it? if a prostitute just knocked on your door, like, hey, you need a hand job? Like, how
I mean, I would be a lot more interested to talk to them than the fucking Jehovah Witness people. Call it, bro. That's a podcast. That's 30
that's
tight.
That's it? Oh, it. That's 30 tight. All right. Guys, love you. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we got something for you. We'll probably come in with
football
some.
Football happens.
That's going to happen.
Otherwise, we'll just have entertaining segments versus just open storytelling.
That's the plan.
See you next week.
Catch you later.